before we jump back into the limud, now that we're back for a new zman, maybe it's not because I'm roi l'chach and not because I necessarily have the right words, but it's sort of impossible to do anything without mentioning and reflecting upon and focusing on what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe just a brief few thoughts about our role in what's happening and how it could have a practical impact on us, and maybe shedding light on the matzav as well. So we learned last year in the Nefesh HaChaim Seder, Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner quotes in Shaar Dalet from the Medrash that David HaMelech makes a request. A request that if someone is osek b'sefer tehillim, if someone's involved in learning or saying tehillim, so that should be considered by Kadosh Baruch Hu as if he was being osek in the learning of the sugyos of Negaim and Ahlos. There the Nefesh HaChaim notes, we don't actually hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer to the request. We don't know if HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded in the affirmative. It's quite possible he did. And that Asik B'Tehillim is, on some level, equivalent to the deepest, most intricate levels of Talmud Torah, Negaim V'Ahlos. Regardless of that point, the answer to the question, the answer to the request, really you wonder about the request, no? Meaning, what's the havamina? And it wasn't a havamina in the classical sense, but there's a havamina when a person makes a request, that the request is a reasonable, logical one. There's no request that I can make right now and say that our chabur that we're going to share, our nivamus, should be nechshav to you like Greek philosophy. They're unrelated. There's nothing to do one with the other. What is amiras tilim, sitting in zagging tilim, shuckling over mizmor shir liyom ha-shabbos, crying out, lemancha Hashem b'yom tzara? How is that similar on any level to delving into the deepest sugyos be'in, to learning Negaim Ba'olos? What's the havmi that David has, that shiras David avdecha should be compared to avayos da abayah d'rabba? There's no equation. They don't go together. So what's the request that David Melech is even making? So maybe if we think a little bit about Talmud Torah and try to develop some thoughts about what Talmud Torah is and its relationship to our current matzav, so then maybe that will shed a little bit of light on this Maimar Chazal. When there's a Melchama, or really any Eis Tzara Liyakov, so we as Bnei Torah, we turn to Talmud Torah. We run to the base medrash and we learn Torah. And more than the very basic, true, but basic psychological, emotional comfort of Lule Sarasva Sha'ashuai Azavad Tiba'onyi, there's no respite, there's nowhere else to return. That is true, but there's something that's obviously deeper and more significant than just that emotional comfort. In particular, when Klal Yisrael is at war, there's a common refrain, you heard it this morning, and it's as common as it is true, that war takes place on two battlefronts. There's a physical battlefront, and there's spiritual warfare. Our base medrash, our bati medrash across the world, are also filled with soldiers who are fighting the Melchamta Shel Torah. We're participating, we're supporting, we're fighting the battles alongside the soldiers. And that's true as we pour over Maseches Yevamos and learn Basmada. David HaMelech tells us of two opposing situations which demand identical reactions on our part. Listen to this from Hala. Tzara v'yagon emsa uv'shem Hashem ekra. When we're in times of tzara v'yagon, times of distress, depression, despondence, David HaMelech says, v'shem Hashem ekra, we call out in Hashem's name. Kos Yeshuos esa, during times of salvation, uv'shem Hashem Ekra, upon deliverance, upon Geula, upon Yeshua, uv'shem Hashem Ekra. So the Chovos Levavos juxtaposes those two statements, and he explains their meaning. He says, during times of trouble, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and express our bitachon in him. And during times of Yeshua, we do exactly the same. We express that we know the Yeshua came from the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the good times as well. But I once thought that maybe David HaMelech is hinting, I once wrote this, he's maybe hinting at something else over here. The pasuk in Parshas Azinu tells us, "Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Habu Godel Elokeinu." When we read or when we call out Hashem's name, "Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Habu Godel Elokeinu," we need to respond by speaking of His capital H greatness. The Gemara in Brachos famously learns from that pasuk that there's a chiyuv of Berachas Torah. When you engage in Shem Hashem, which is Talmud Torah, so you need to make a Berachas Torah. You need to be mevarichim. So how did Chazal know that? How did they know that Shem Hashem means Talmud Torah? How do they know that Shem Hashem means learning Torah? So we know from the Ramban, and we know from Rav Shechter Shlita always quotes from the Pasuk in Shmuel, that Torah, on a Kabbalistic level, is Shemos Hashem, and on a more relatable level, it's a mashal hakadmon, it's a mashal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everything we see in the Torah is really representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's his ratzon, it's his essence, it's the Dvar Hashem, it represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's expressed through the Torah. The mitzvos, the halachos, the hashkafos, everything in the Torah is an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an expression of his thinking, his will. A person gets to know the Ribono Shalom through his Torah. Sarav Yagon Emsa, during difficult times, times of distress, times of sadness, Ubishem Hashem Ekra, we look to the Torah. We look to Talmud Torah. We run to the Beis Medrash, and we engage in Dvar Hashem. We learn the Shem Hashem Ekra, and in so doing, we meet him, we understand him, we understand the situation better. We're better equipped to deal with and grow from that situation. We catch a glimpse, maybe, sometimes, of the Ratzon Hashem in the darkness. We run to the Torah, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, in order to find the Kadosh Baruch Hu in times of Tzara V'Yagon. But also, Kos Yeshuos Esa, when a person is experiencing salvation, a Yeshua, Ubishem Hashem Ekra, it's the same Ribono Shalom. It's the same Ratzon Hashem, it's the same Dvar Hashem, it's the same Hashem that we run to engage with when we experience Yeshua, a Simcha Geula. The Torah is Shem Hashem. We run to Talmud Torah in all situations. We learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Ratzon in all situations. And in so doing, what we accomplish, and this is the important point, is that we're Miyachid Shem Shemayim. We unite what sometimes seems like two disparate, irreconcilable parts. We put it all together. Sarav Yagon Emso Hashem Hashem Ekra, Kos Yishuos Sarav Hashem Hashem Ekra. We put it all together and we experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Yichuda. Talmud Torah is an experience of Yichud Hashem. It's appropriate and required during Sarav Yagon. It's appropriate and required during Yishuos. And even more poignantly, it's appropriate and required in the unification of both. What's a melchama? What's a war? What's a melchama of Yisrael? So the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Melachim writes as follows. U'mi'acher she'yichnas adam b'kishrei melchama. After a person, a soldier, garners the strength and the confidence to go into a battle, he's not minarach levav, he's not scared, he goes to battle. Yishan al mikveh Yisrael, he should rely on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. U'moshio be'yisara, Hashem is going to save him. V'yeda, he should know. She'al yichud Hashem, who owes him melchama. He should realize that the melchama is for the sake of Yichud Hashem. And he shouldn't be fearful and he shouldn't be scared. V'chol nilcham b'chol libo b'lo pachad v'tiyek havanoso l'kadesh es Hashem b'lvad. The Rambam describes a war, a melchama of Yisrael, as a kiddush Hashem, as a battle for Yichud Hashem. It's the opportunity to be yachid, to unify HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in this world. My Rebbe Rav Twersky Shlita wrote about this in 2014. During that, I don't know if it was officially a war, a conflict and operation, but I'll read you some of his words just because it's silly for me to try to reword it. Some of our soldiers, Hashem Yikom Damam, brave, noble, and altruistic, have already made the ultimate sacrifice. Many others, Hashem Yishmerim, risking life and limb, continue selflessly serving. Millions of our brethren, especially in the southern areas of Eretz Yisrael, live in mortal danger and tension from rocket fire. What is it all about? It is vitally important that we have perspective on the war against Hamas. He quotes out a Rambam and he says, the Rambam defines every war which Israel fights against her enemies as being for Yichud Hashem, defending belief in the one and only God and his sovereignty. Our soldiers are not simply shluchei didan. They are shluchei derachmana. They are fighting to sanctify his name. And then Rav Twersky goes on to quote from the Igaris Teman, where the Rambam provides, quote, a framework for understanding much of Jewish history. And he explains that because of Bechiras Yisrael, our preeminence, Bechiras Yisrael, it's always been a source of envy and hatred. The nations of the world try to rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu's choice, against his Torah, and therefore they wage war against us. To quote, therefore, all the nations, we're quoting the Rambam, instigated by envy and impiety, rose up against us. And all the kings of the earth, motivated by injustice and enmity, applied themselves to persecute us. They wanted to thwart God, but he cannot be thwarted. Their first aim and final purpose is to destroy our law and to vitiate our religion. This is one attempt to foil the divine will. Rav Schechter famously, Rav Schechter makes famous that after the war they found some of the ksavim from Hitler, World War II, and they saw that he wrote explicitly that his main goal was to defeat God. He was waging war against God. You can't fight God. You can't climb up to Shemaim and fight God. So you fight the Jewish people. Quoting more from Rav Twersky, this penetrating historical analysis underlies the Rambam's words quoted above in Hilchos Malachim. Every war is a battle for Yichud Hashem, because our enemies seek to defy HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his sovereign selection of the Jewish people as the chosen people. Kumo Hashem v'yafut zoivecha v'yanusa misanecha mipanecha. Rashi says, misanecha ilu sone Yisrael. The people who hate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they don't have a way of expressing that, so they're sone Yisrael. They hate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people. They aim their missiles against Israel's citizens and attacker soldiers. They seek to destroy us, but ultimately they seek to defeat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rahman al-Islam. The war against Israel over Yichud Hashem has already lasted more than 3 millennia. And so when you have this perspective, the concepts start to merge, they start to converge, no? Every battle in which we engage against our enemies is a battle for Yichud Hashem. They attack us, they try to destroy us, but that's just a thinly veiled attempt at attacking the Ribono Shalom. His sovereignty, his dominion, his oneness, those are what's under attack. In every Melchama, there are two sides. There's always two parts of the equation. They converge, they come together in battle. They get wrapped up in each other. They're hugging tight to fight each other. Much dust is kicked up, much blood is shed, and there's a lot of confusion. But the result of a Melchama is always clarity. There is always a winner, there's always a loser. There's a right and there's a wrong. There's a truth and there's a fallacy. Our Melchama is for the ultimate truth. It's for Yichud Hashem. It seems cloudy to the rest of the world during the battle. The enemies are trying to bury that truth, but that's what our soldiers are fighting for the ultimate truth of Yichud Hashem. That's what the Kedoshim give up their lives for. That's the ultimate truth of Yichud Hashem. The Gaza Strip is one battlefront in the Melchamas Hashem for Yichud Hashem. The northern border facing Hezbollah is another battlefront for Yichud Hashem, but every morning, every afternoon, every evening, when we enter the Dalad Kosle Beis HaMedrash, make no mistake about it, we're entering the battlefield. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra. To engage in Talmud Torah is to be Megala Dvar Hashem, it's to be Megala Ratzon Hashem, and it's to be Miyachid Hashem in this world. To do so publicly in a Chabura, to be Marbitz Torah, that's to publicize Yichud Hashem. That's the Mekadish Shem Shemayim Barabim. Eile Barachev, Eile Basusim. There's a physical war that needs to be fought. Without it, we'd be hopeless. We'd be helpless. Eile Barachev, Eile Basusim. There needs to be a battle. But Anachnu B'Shem Hashem Elokeinu Nazkir. We're also fighting. We're being Miyachid Shem Shemayim. Shem Hashem Ekra. The Mechamta Shel Torah that we fight has the same goal of Yichud Hashem. Sefer Tehillim is a very complex book. It's filled with highs and lows. It's got good and evil, fear, hope, smiles, tears. David HaMelech, with his big Jewish heart that was able to encompass and express all these seemingly contradictory feelings, David provided us with a Sefer which expresses every feeling and appeals to every emotion and responds to every scenario and, most profoundly, unites all of those seeming contradictions into one giant expression of emunah, bitachon, tikva, ahava, yira, and everything it means to be a mamin. Sefer Tehillim is perhaps the single biggest example of Yichud Hashem in Jewish literature. It's appropriate for every situation because it contains every situation and its corresponding emotional response. Tzar of Yagon Emsa, uv'shem Hashem Ekra. Kos Yeshuos Esa, uv'shem Hashem Ekra. Like Milchama, like the Milchamta Shel Torah, the Book of Tehillim is a tremendous Kriyas Shem Hashem. It's a Yichud Hashem of epic proportions. And so David requests, let it taka be that way. He asks the Ribono Shalom, let it be that in the very same way that one plumbs the depths of your Torah, unveils the Dvar Hashem, and thus is miyached shimcha ba'olam through negaim ve'aholos, so too let it be that when one engages in Tehillim, the same result, the same goal, the same desire is attained. We mentioned it's a common refrain, your soldiers on the spiritual front, but sometimes the more common the phrase, like the Mesillas Yesharim tells us, so the less reflected upon it is. So let's be very clear. We, in this room, are at war. We're in an epic, age-old battle to bring Yichud Hashem into the world. The same way, albeit with less physical risk, our Chayalim are fighting for Yichud Hashem. In war, we get serious. We make sacrifices. We give ourselves. We operate on a different level. We sleep less. We eat less. We act differently. So two points that I think as a group we can focus on. First of all, our learning has to be with more hasmada. That's not a musar shmuz. I think that our kol learns with a tremendous amount of hasmada. But there really should be no, or almost no, bittul Torah during this time. It doesn't make sense. You don't want anyone, Rahman al-Islam, on the border right now putting their gun down for a second. So why would we put our guns down for a second? How could we lose focus? We're in a melchama. Secondly, our lives still go on, and we can't become depressed. We can't shut down, but we do need to be more serious. Where we act with too much leitzanus, so we need to cut that out. That should probably be a change that sticks with us. But even where we act with requisite levels of joviality, of simcha, of good humor, we need to cut it down. Again, we're not trying to become depressed and stop ourselves, but this is a very serious time. It's not a time for jokes. I don't know. Some lunch that we have together is very geschmack. And we're going to eat lunch together soon today. And we'll eat lunch together throughout this this time. I'm not sure we should have the same type of lunch. Not in length, and not in nature of the conversation. I don't think all of those things are changes that have to last bekvius. But I think during this time, the nature of us sitting together should be heavier. It's a long lunch break. We should eat more quickly, and we should return to the base medrash. We should learn, we should say tilim. We should be mechazik each other in that. We can't leave our weapons for too long. If you usually go home for lunch, so then consider staying here to save time. Or consider eating quickly at home and running back here. You need to ask rishus from your wife. You need to be careful to take care of your family. But you are a soldier. And you, along with your family, need to sacrifice of your time, of taking care of yourselves, during a time where we're all making sacrifices to fight the Melchemes Hashem for Yichud Hashem. Our learning is half the battle. We need to learn. We need to daven. We need to be mishtatef in this age-old war for Yichud Hashem, and b'siyat d'shmaya should takavi po'el.